I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Yesterday we learned the news about Al and Tipper Gore's separation. It came as a shock for many of us for several reasons. They've been together for 40 years. They survived emotional upheavals and were viewed as soulmates. Well, joining us now to share her reaction, plus essential ways to keep your marriage strong and healthy in midlife and beyond, is Terry Orbach, Ph.D. Dr. Orbach, also known as the Love Doctor, is a project director of the landmark NIH-funded Early Years of Marriage Project, which has been going on since 1986, a practicing marriage and relationship therapist for more than 20 years. She is also a popular love advisor on radio, TV, and peoplemedia.com, most recently seen on NBC's Today. Dr. Orbach is a research professor at the Institute for Social Research at University of Michigan and a professor at Oakland University. Her new book is Five Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. Dr. Orbach, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thanks, Lisa. Great to be here.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you back on the program. Now, Dr. Orbach, what was your reaction when you heard the news about Al and Tipper Gore separating?
Well, actually, Lisa, I wasn't that surprised. I think when you have a marriage where both people are working really hard and in separate spheres of life, that's when people don't and aren't able to stay together over the long haul. You really need to have frequent, deliberate attention and affirmation, and you really need to spend time together discussing and asking each other about the meaningful things that are going on in your lives.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, the other thing, too, that I read was that high school sweethearts tend to have a higher divorce rate, and I know they've been together since high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, age of marriage does predict divorce. The younger you get married, the more likely you are to divorce over time. And that's because, Lisa, you don't really know yourself. You don't really know what you want yet out of life. And so as people change, they may change in different directions. And that's why even as you're going along in a relationship, you need to talk about meaningful things with one another. I talk a lot about spending 10 minutes every day asking questions to one another, asking what you're most proud of, who you're spending time with, what are the stressors in your life, your values. We all change. And so you really need to spend that frequent, everyday time with one another. Otherwise, you're going to grow apart and you won't know one another after 25 or 40 years together.
Yeah, you know, I had the pleasure of interviewing you several months back about your wonderful book, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. And what I loved about your book is, I mean, you have step-by-step everything that you really need to keep your marriage strong. And one of the things that I just want to bring up that my husband, he loved your book, and he said, I told you, is that men are more romantic than women.
Yes, absolutely, and that is so true. People don't know that or recognize that. So your husband was saying the same thing.
Yes. Yes, and I said, not true. And then I read your book, and he said, I told you. I said, well,
the love doctor
knows, so I guess you're right. You know, it's interesting because, my husband and I, it'll be 10 years this year, and we have a wonderful marriage, but, you know, I'm very career-driven, and he's a writer, and he's career-driven. So it's just like sometimes, but we always check in. So I think the message is that it's okay if you both have your own things you're going for as long as you're sharing.
Absolutely, Lisa, because what happens, like what you're suggesting, is that people get really busy. They have children, they have a job, they have parents perhaps that they're taking care of. You're exercising and trying to eat well. If you put your relationship on the back burner and you say, I will get to it when I deal with all these other stressors, then when the other stressors, responsibilities, children leave the home, your job gets less time consuming, the relationship will not be there. So I encourage people to take that relationship off of the back burner. Make sure you attend to it. Affirm one another. And like you're suggesting, Lisa, check in with one another every single day. Make sure that you know your partner knows that you think he or she is special and cared for and are asking the right questions about what's going on in their partner's life.
Yeah, that is so important. Now, in the introduction, I mentioned that you'll be talking about essential ways to keep your marriage strong and healthy in midlife and beyond. So obviously, you know, asking these questions and the 10 minute a day of really, you know, connecting. But it seems like there must be some different things, you know, later in the midlife marriage versus in the beginning. And if you can talk to us about that.
Well, I think early in marriage, you're dealing with a lot of transitions. So during those 10 minutes, you might be talking about, you know, how to merge your families together, or you might be talking about who's going to do what around the house, or even how to work, balance work and family. As you go on in marriage or a relationship, there are other things you want to be talking about. For example, one of the things that I found is that over time, relationships get into what we call a rut. Boredom sets in. And boredom, we know, has long-term effects on happiness and then stability. So what you need to do as time goes on in a relationship, after 10, 15, 20, even 40 years, mm-hmm. like Tipper and Al, you want to implement change. Make sure that you're doing things that knock your partner off balance a little bit. Try new things, new classes, new restaurants. Add a little mystery, even a surprise into your relationship. All of those things add a little spice and can get you out of the boredom or the relationship rut.
Yeah. Do you think that there are a lot of people that, you know, you think, to me, it's like, wow, 4 years, why would you quit now? But that a lot of people stay when maybe they, you know, it'd be better for them to separate or find ways to what you're talking about to work together.
I think, you know, what you want to do is continue to try to improve your relationship over all of the years, at the beginning, mm-hmm. the middle, and 40, even 50 years. If you don't attend to the relationship, if you don't try to get the boredom out of your relationship, get out of the rut, if you don't spend time, quality time with one another, if you don't continue to affirm one another, after 25, 40 years, when the kids leave and the responsibilities die down, what happens is that you really look at one another and you ask yourself, do we have anything in common? Do I enjoy spending time with this person? What do I want to do for my next 20 years? So regardless of how long you've been with each other, Lisa, you say, well, let me look to the future. And is this who I want to spend time with? And is this where I want to be? And am I happy with this person? And I think those are the questions that Tipper and Al probably asked one another and that other people ask each other. Yes, I've spent this amount of time, but I have a lot of time still left.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And what do I want to do with the next 20 or the next 40 or the next 50 years? I want to be happy, I want to have fun, and I want to enjoy my life.
Yeah, you know, that is so important. Again, I think, you know, I think of them nowadays, you know, 60 is young.
Exactly.
There's a lot of time going on. You know, I mean, if people are 85 and thinking about getting divorced, you might be like, well, you know, you want to stick it out.
Exactly. I was just talking about that with my husband, in fact. I mean, if you're in your 80s or 90s, you might say, well, maybe I'll stick it out.
Yeah.
But if you're in your 50s or 60s or even 70s these days,
yeah,
what you're asking yourself is, I have a lot more time. Is this what I want for me? And is this the relationship that I want for me? Now, alternatively, Lisa, many people stay together for the kids or for their work,
yeah,
or even for the image that a stable relationship has for other people in their life. And so perhaps when the kids leave, when the work dies down, or when they're not as concerned about the image of a stable
mm-hmm.
relationship, they also are going to be asking, what do I want to do now? So perhaps some people have been really unhappy for a long time, but they're staying together for different factors. And as
mm-hmm.
those factors decline or disappear, they also are asking themselves, what do I want next?
Yeah, it's so important to, you know, build that self-awareness and understand that you deserve to be happy.
You really do, at all points in time, at all points in a relationship. But sometimes people stay in relationships for many different reasons, And as those reasons change or as the relationship change, they may decide to stay or leave at different points. And so I think we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve also to be in exceptional relationships. And my book is all about simple, small changes that you can make in your relationship to be happy and to be in an exceptional relationship. It's not hard work, but it does take frequent small changes in order to be happy.
Yeah, well, I highly recommend that everyone get your book, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. It is so wonderful, and I was so glad that we were able to talk about this because it, you know, everybody's talking about it, and to have an expert like yourself is such an honor. Now, how can people learn more about you?
Thanks, Lisa. My website is drterritheLoveDoctor.com. That's D-R-T-E-R-R-I, theLoveDoctor.com.
Great. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great week. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.